2012 also thinks a Nixon coup scenario by Trump is far-fetched. The military takes an oath to defend the Constitution, not the percentage of people supporting the president, he says. I don't know of any general who would violate the law, the Constitution, and their oath of support, such an order, and their oath to support such an order from the president. Trump could expect even less sympathy, much less support, from military leaders who have questioned, privately of course, his fitness for leadership. Departing White House Chief of Staff John Kelly, a retired Marine Corps general, has called Trump unhinged, according to the Bob Woodward book Fear, which included outgoing Defense Secretary James Mattis, another Marine general, saying the president had the intellect of a fifth or sixth grader. In his final address as National Security Advisor in April, with Trump in the audience, Army General H.R. McMaster deplored those who glamorize and apologize in the service of communist, authoritarian, and repressive governments. Forced into a corner, Trump may well, like the dictators he so envies, secretly welcome violent uprisings by his devotees. In addition to his inciting remarks after the right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, resulting in the death of a counter-protester by a white supremacist, there are fine people on both sides. He blamed the media for the anger we see today in our society. When an outspoken Trump zealot assaulted a Pittsburgh synagogue, killing 11 and wounding 6, even more ominously, he rejected the CIA's report, pinning the killing and dismemberment of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi on Saudi Arabian Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Maybe he did, and maybe he didn't. How much further might he go in 2020 when his own name is on the ballot, or sooner than that if he's facing impeachment by a House under Democratic control? Elizabeth Godin, co-director of the Brennan Center for Justice, Liberty, and National Security Program, wrote in The Atlantic, "He could declare another national emergency, like he did with the Central American caravan in Mexico," she wrote, "a decision that is entirely within his discretion."